Hi, this is Dr. Lisa from Dr. Lisa Solsenti's podcast. And today we're going to talk about your poop. The title of this podcast is What is Your Poop Telling You? And you might be like, why in the world does she want to talk about poop? Well, I have a great poop story for you, and I'm going to lead into why I'm talking about this. But really, if you look at my history or my about or my what I do for a living, I do work with stool. So some people joke around, especially the kids, they call me the poop doctor and they use a little poop emoji. So I think it's funny to give you a little laugh there. But this is what I do for a living. It's part of it. And there's so much that your poop can tell you. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And the funny story that I have to tell you is that when I begin offering lab testing with my patients, I always am the guinea pig. So I go first, right? So I have this funny poop story that when I got this test, and it was years ago, and we were, you know, I was going to try it. So I have the kit in my bathroom, and it's actually a very easy test to do. It just was one of those days where it didn't go right. But most of my patients find it super easy and super clean. And they just laugh at me like, what did you do? And I'm like, I'm not sure. So the first time I did it, and this test has changed, it's gotten better. But the first time I did it, I dropped, because you don't go into the toilet, right? You have to go on a piece of plate, or we use some saran wrap, or they give you this paper that you can put over the bowl. But at the time, the paper they gave you was really small. And I dropped it. The poop, I dropped it like going from wherever I had to go, and the way my bathroom was made, it was just what I was trying to do. And I dropped it, but I didn't realize the dog was there. So you can really get this in your mind that the dog went right to it. And I was like, oh my gosh, no. So I'm trying to grab the dog, but I think I grabbed the poop to get away from the dog. And of course, that's not right. It's like a messy baby's diaper, right? Where you find the poop multiplying and spreading and everything you touch. And it just was like, this isn't working. So that might be too much information, but literally I pretty much failed my own poop test the first time I went and did this. So it's kind of funny, but it's really not that hard to do. But I always like sharing that because I guess I like making fun of myself. So you might say to yourself, well, why? Why is she doing all of this? What is the poop going to tell her? So at this time that I got my test taken, I personally was working really hard on my digestive issues, and I was almost there, to be honest with you. And you can read about my about on my website, drlisasolsenti.com. I share my story. I share the years of helping my son with autism spectrum disorders, and then how stressed out I was. And also, I don't know if you know me or read some of my stories, but I had a gallbladder issue and all these things, which has led me to where I am today. Our stories always lead us to where I am today, right? But at this moment in time, when I did this stool test, I was having random bouts of diarrhea and bloating. I was having some issues here. And then also when you start that premenopausal time, you get a lot of this bloating. So there was a mixture of things of health things I was going through at this time. And what I did is I decided that this would really help me see what's going on. The main issue I did this was to see if it was worth it, if the test was something I wanted to bring to my patients. Is it really effective? And today it's one of my favorite tests. It's really, truly one of my favorite tests. And I'm not going to lie, it's a very hard test for me to learn. It's one of those challenges as a practitioner. It's pages upon pages upon pages. Like, it could be 30 to 50 pages long, depending upon your results. And it was really tough at first, and I didn't love this test, not because it didn't help the patient, but because it was difficult for me to learn. And it was one of those things I remember when I tell my kids, if they didn't like a class that they started or they didn't like the teacher, I always said, you just have to push through, because sometimes those are the best classes, right? Those are the best things, are the one that challenge us the most. And that's how this gut zoomer, this stool test that we have. Now, let me share with you why I love this test so much. What it tests for is three or four different things. The first thing, which is the most important thing, I think in all of functional nutrition, I think most practitioners would agree with me here, or functional medicine, is that this test gives you so much information that it's key in knowing the right probiotic for you to take. You could take a probiotic, it's not gonna harm you, but if you're not taking the right one, you're probably not gonna get the results that you want. So let me explain. This test is looking at what's called the gut microbiome or the gut flora. Those words are used interchangeably. What do they mean? So there are hundreds, if not thousands, of species of good bacteria, good microorganisms in your gut. And they live there, they hang out there, and you want them to be plentiful. You want them to be robust. You want them to be like, think of a garden. That's the best way I explain the gut flora. When you want a really good garden, the years I had a really good garden was when my landscaper prepared the soil. And I would just get the most amazing garden. I was like, what did you do? Because when I would do it, I did not get an amazing garden. Still to this day, don't get the soil right like he did. And the prepping of that soil and the nurturing of that soil and that garden will give you the plentiful and the bountifulness of, you know, what if you're doing vegetables or you're doing flowers, right? And so that's what your flora is. When you're nurturing it and you're tending to it and you're making sure it grows all the good bacteria, you're going to get a bountiful effect of health. When you're not, when we're not feeding it, we're not taking care of it, and we're not tending to it, and we are not paying attention to it, then what we wind up getting is a flora that's imbalanced, that's sickly. And that's what happens with the gut. That's what happens with the body. Therefore, the first part of this test, which is one of the most important steps you can do to get healthy, is to figure out what your flora imbalance is. And it will tell us that. It will look at all these species and genres. Now, what do I mean by species and genres? It's the bacteriums that are in the gut, the good guys. So a lot of people know Acidophilus. They'll say, yes, Acidophilus is in yogurt. You have to have yogurt. Yogurt gives you probiotics. But Acidophilus is only one family within one species. So for example, Lactobacillus is the species. Acidophilus is one family in that species. There's other ones. There's Lactobacillus plantarum. There's Lactobacillus ruteri. There's Lactobacillus fermentum. There's Lactobacillus casei. It goes on and on and on. So the species would be Lactobacillus, and the family would be the little ones underneath them. Like Acidophilus is only one. So yogurt's great, yeah, but we want to get as many of the species that you are particularly low in your probiotic. There's other species, there's Bifidobacterium, and then underneath Bifidobacterium, you would have Longum, you could have Brevet, you could have, Infantis, Anomalous, like all these different ones. So it's just a plethora of good bacteria that we're looking at to see what you need. And that's what will happen when you get the stool test. If you go to my website, drlisasoulcenti.com, you go under extras, you'll see the word blog, and then you can actually search my blog post, which is right in front of me right now as I'm talking to you, and it's called What Is Your Poop Telling You? That's the blog post. I have shared copies or images of my findings, so you can actually visually see it. And what they're going to say is they look at your stool as they did mine, and they're going to say you're low or you're high in these species. That's the main thing that's critical. And then the second step is they're going to say make sure that your probiotic has these 4, 5, 6 things in them to fix this imbalance. And that's super important. I'm going to repeat that. It's going to tell you which probiotic you need. It's going to say to you these 3, 4, 5 things are needed to fix the imbalance. They must be in the probiotic. So what I did is I did my tests, and then I saw what I needed to fix my imbalance. And I went and I looked in the refrigerator immediately, and I looked up the probiotic I had, and the 4 things I needed was not in that probiotic. So wasn't harming myself giving myself a high quality probiotic? And maybe the things that was in my probiotic weren't low because I was taking it, right? But I was missing the ones that were low, the ones that I needed to fix my imbalance. So all I had to do was switch my brand. So sometimes it's as simple as that to fix a health issue. So this is really, really important. I believe in functional nutrition, it's one of the most important steps. It's critical to achieving good health. The other part that this test does is it looks at if there's any little critters in there, any bad guys, right? So we call these pathogens, but it's going to look at, you know, do you have any bacteria? Do you have any fungus or fungi? Do you have any worms, parasites? Is there candida? Is there yeast? Is that growing in there? That's really, really critical. So we're looking at the good bacteria, but we're also looking at some of the bad bacteria, and we just call them pathogens because they're not, there could be a virus remnant, it could be a fungus. And I can honestly say through my experience now, and that's why I say I love this test, because I just had to keep doing it over and over and over and over again, and then retest people and see it and see what works. And now I can confidently say to you that there is a very big limitation for me, for naturopaths, for medical doctors, for any of us, for yourself, of really getting somebody healthy if there's something in that gut that we aren't addressing. So we could be, any of us could be treating a patient or helping a patient, you know, get better. But if there was like candida overgrowth in there and we were ignoring it, we didn't know, we're really not going to get these results that we want. Same with some kind of bacteria. And I can assure you that I've worked with this and I saw the results. I could have a patient that doesn't want to do the stool test, who just refuses to do the stool test, right? And then we just can't get them to the point that we want. And then I'm like, we have to do the stool test. And we do it and we find something very strange in there. Kids that on the spectrum, moms, if you're dads, if you're listening, in my experience, again, this is a clinical experience that I'm sharing with you, is the kids that have behavioral issues, kids that are having school issues, kids that are really, really struggling, we have found some really bizarre things in there. And it could be a remnant of a food poisoning. It could be a remnant of a stomach flu. It could be something like H. pylori. It doesn't always have to be a small intestinal bowel overgrowth, which I do, and that's something in the small intestine. But and this stool test would have to be done with that, because this is how we kind of fix that. We go through here. The probiotic and building the gut flora is really important with that. But it could be a candida overgrowth. Very common with the kids on the spectrum and very common with adults is candida overgrowth. The parasites I don't tend to see with the kids. I have seen that maybe once, but I see that mostly more so with adults. So that's really, how are you really going to help a child move forward and through therapies and all the things you're doing because you're such a great parent? They might just kind of be stuck and it's something going on within the gut. It's super important. The other thing that I want you to know about the gut is that these good bacteria that I were talking about, there are studies. I have a patient right now whose daughter works in Columbia, literally doing this, Columbia University. There are good bacteria in the gut, these lactose bacillus, right? These bifidus, these things I was talking about. And they have been linked to certain health issues. So if you have a certain family or genre or species that's just too high, it can actually cause certain health issues. Streptococcus is actually a species. Staph is definitely a species in there. So there's these species that if you're not tending to them and paying attention to them, they can be linked to certain health issues. There's also vitamins that, you know, really depend on the gut flora. So there's two of them that are really, really important are vitamin K2 particularly and vitamin B12, although the B vitamins all are affected by the gut. And we call them vitamin K producing bacteria, vitamin B12 producing bacteria. It's actually called Bacillus subtilis. Sorry if I'm pronouncing these incorrectly. And the ones I talked about before, like Bifidobacterium longum, Lactobacillus plantarum, Bifidobacter brevi, they are all affect the K vitamins and the B vitamins. And why am I bringing this up? Because what if you are really healthy, and what if you don't even have a leaky gut, but you're having problems with vitamins and vitamin deficiencies? It could be because of the gut flora. So the gut flora is super, super key in getting healthy and really absorbing your vitamins, absorbing your nutrients, making your neurotransmitters. And if you're worried about bloating and all these things that we go through, autoimmune disorders, all that, if you're not pooping regularly too, those are all signs. Those are all symptoms. When you have reflux and indigestion and bloating and gas and you have constipation or diarrhea or any of those things, they're all, any of the itises, diverticulitis, gastritis, colitis, they're all signs of your body telling you there's something wrong with your, yes, say it, poop, your gut flora, which isn't going to get you healthy if you don't address it. The other part of this test, which I find fascinating, is the upper part, which I just kind of tapped into. So if we go and we look at the top of the intestines, we're looking at more of the stomach, and you're talking about the little bit of the small intestine. We're talking about acids. So it's going to look at your bile acids. It's going to look at some of the other acids. It's going to look at your pancreatic enzymes, and it's going to tell us about digestion. How well is your body digesting food and breaking it down? It also looks at like markers to tell us if you're breaking down vegetable fibers, if you're breaking down meat fibers, are you absorbing fat? So it's really telling me, is it doing its job? Is the digestive tract functioning properly? The other part of it that I find fascinating is if you wanted to do this test, and I have patients that just ordered this test, you can actually go on my website today and you can go to drlisasolcenti.com. You can go under tests, lab tests, and there's a section where you can actually go on and order it yourself without a consultation. And you could order this gut zoomer test today. The kit will be sent to your house. You follow the directions, do it better than I did, and you send it back to the lab. What will happen is I will get the results and I will sit down and I will design my own game plan for you, nutrition management plan. I will contact you and say, hey, I got your results. I'm writing up a plan for you. When can we meet? If you live near me, you can come in the office, of course. If you don't live near me, we're just going to do a telemedicine style. We're going to go over this. And it's going to be our starting step. And this is my point. If this is the only test you do, what I love about this test is they look for further information of something that might be going on in the body and definitely the digestive tract. For example, it's going to tell us, do you have antibodies to wheat? Are there antibodies in the stool to gluten? Do you have antibodies that are going to tell us about possible food sensitivities? There's inflammatory markers in there. It's going to let us know if your gut flora is lacking the food that it needs. It's going to tell us so many things. It's going to look at and tell me, is the immune system being activated in the gut wall? Is the gut wall being attacked? Is it being damaged? Do we think we have a leaky gut here? So it is a great place to start. And for some people, it's really the one step they have to do. But for other people, I would be like, look, I really believe that you have some major food sensitivities going on. And then we would talk about the food sensitivity test. You might have something where I think it's a vitamin problem, and we might do the vitamin test. So that's the discussion that we have. If you don't know, a lot of people are like, look, I don't even know what test to do. I have this, and this health issue, or I have these symptoms. I don't even know where to begin, Dr. Lisa. That's fine. The best thing to always do is just book a consultation with me, and then I will design the plan for you. So what I do during the consultation is we're going to go over your current health history. You know, what's going on? What are your main complaints? We're going to look at your past history, your medical history, and any lab tests that you currently have or have done. And then we're going to design a plan. So the gut zoomer is usually one that if you have certain symptoms, I am doing this because it's super important. And it's usually always in my plan, but sometimes I start with the food sensitivity testing if I feel like that's the main thing that I have to focus on. And you can go back to my podcast. I talk about food sensitivity testing and I talk about a lot of these tests. The gut zoomer test is probably in there too. I talk about it in more in depth, but looking at your poop is really, really important. And I didn't think that you probably thought you could have a whole podcast on what is your poop telling you. Your poop is actually telling you the secret to overcoming your health issue. That's what the answer is. It's going to tell you these little secrets because they're going to be looking at more than you can possibly imagine. And if you're not sure if this test is right for you, or you're not sure to go on my website and you don't know what to order, really the best thing to do is to book a 1-hour consultation with me, which you can do right there on the website. And if you're really not too sure, there's always a leaky gut quiz that you can start with, and you can play with some things on the website. There's so much information there for you. There's recipes you can try, but I am always here to help you. And don't be afraid of the stool test. It's really my favorite test, and it's going to give us a great, great, great place to start. Take care. And oh, always remember that this is an educational podcast. I'm here to help you. But it's not a treatment. We're not treating you. So, you know, always check with your medical doctor too before starting any kind of new regimen. All right. Have an amazing day.